Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined once again by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
I'm good, thank you, Zach. How are you?
I'm fine. Apologies to everyone because Colin is in transit. He's obviously looking for nuggets, etc. So we'll see how he goes on this interview. What's the news today?
Well, the news is very good. We finished all five. That was pretty much as expected, 75 metres. Pretty typical of the results we got in, I think. You know, certainly the mineralisation indications are as for all three. So we're busy, and now we'll be taking the rig over to, we're not taking it anywhere, it's drilling from the same pad. And we'll be testing further down dip plunge, quite an ambitious hole to test for even more plunge and increasing the overall plunge length of hopefully the deposit. That's the plan with the next hole. We've been doing a lot of useful modelling, and that modelling is beginning to show us a lot. We're beginning to understand orientation, length, getting into an handle for single, second, dual porphyry. And of course, when we plot all the mineralization and the actual assay results, it will direct the phase two program very intelligently with a lot of thought. The modeling that we've done has been pretty effective, and that's allowed us to plan this hole five. As I say, it's a bit of an ambitious hole, but nonetheless, we've done pre-modeling, and I'm pretty confident that we'll get the right orientation. And of course, I talked about the assay results. They're imminent. So really, Zach, upwards and onwards, everything as we'd like it to be and would want it to be.
Right. And in terms of the total company of Extract Resources, how does Bushranger fit into it? How would we look at it?
I guess it's no secret to anyone. And it's much talked about now, Australia and the UK and around the world now. This Lachlan Fold discovery in Extract is a meaningful discovery. Hopefully it will grow. Hopefully the results will be very good, and any company would be very pleased to have it as its flagship property. But back to the rest of it, Manika, we're moving along there. The Chinese are mining. They're producing their gold now. Stop raining, so the work on the Fairbright project is progressing. Our alluvials, second alluvials, they're coming to production. We're expecting to start Eureka, the box cut, very shortly. So, it's a small company with a lot happening, Zach, a lot happening.
But is it the case that Bushranger now is a company maker for Extract, but it'd be a decent asset on its own? I mean, it could float free itself.
Yes, if you look at our market cap, make comparisons on porphyry discoveries around the world, particularly the Lachlan Fold, the Lachlan Belt, our share price, our market capitalization, park everything else we've got in it to one side, we're still, in my opinion, it is an opinion, undervalued, Zach. If you look at our potential cash flow, that would justify today's market cap, and the Lachlan Fold would come for free, which we both know is nonsense in a world which is thirsty for copper discoveries.
You said that we're looking for assay results pretty imminently. Will things depend on that over the next few months?
Well, things always depend on the assay results. From my perspective, if I look back at the Anglo results, I wouldn't be surprised if it's copper dominant. I'm expecting runs of gold. What those runs of gold will be, I don't know. But I think I go on record of saying anything 300 or 400 million tons at better than 0.4 has to be a win and has to be a quickly emerging project. We both know, Zach, and the marketplace knows that the Anglo buyout for 80% is aimed at 2 million tons of contained copper. And if we get the sort of results I'm thinking about, if we got the assay results that I'm sort of discussing, then of course we'll be giving that 2 million tons of copper. We'll be moving towards it, and of course our phase two program should take us there. Obviously the assay results for any company, for any drill hole, in any situation, in any part of the world, are highly significant to value. I'm not that worried, Jack, because that upstairs with the Anglo-American work, up the porphyry, there were some very nice coppers, 0.5s, 0.4s, 0.6s, with a smattering of gold here and there. So what it will be, it will be, but we're waiting for those results. They're imminent, as I say, and we'll be plotting them very carefully. We'll be plotting the idiosyncrasies around the mineralization runs, and that will allow us to do such more intelligent phase two resource work. And that's where, you know, I want to get, Zach. I want to be building a resource. At the moment, we're testing, and then, you know, the testing's very pleasing. Thank you very much. Pleased about it. When we know what the plunge is, when we know what the thickness is, where we know where the mineralization is concentrated, then we can start doing meaningful planning and building up that magical 2 million tons of contained copper and more. So that's where we're at now, Zach. So, yes, I mean, crikey. You know, when you've drilled what we've drilled over the last 2 or 3 months, exciting times to be waiting and knowing that we use that word imminent, and I know that it irritates a lot of people, but imminent is imminent. I'm hoping that we get them very shortly. The results of all one, of course. You know, it won't be all the results. It'll be the results of all number one.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.